All these stimulus payments are intended to help Californians who are struggling financially because of the pandemic. But are these payments getting to those who are most in need?
Probably not. 2.2 million low-income Californians may have not received these payments, according to a recent report by the California Policy Lab. More than half of eligible taxpayers have not received the money they qualify for yet. State and federal government use tax filings as a way to identify need, but through this method, those who usually don't file taxes are excluded, including undocumented workers who don't have an ITIN number, workers who may earn income through informal businesses or are paid just in cash, and those who have no income at all.
So do undocumented workers or families with mixed citizenship status need to do anything different to get their stimulus money?
Yes. The first step is to make sure you have an ITIN number. An ITIN is a taxpayer identification number granted by the IRS to those who work in the U.S. but do not have a valid immigration status. Only the IRS can give you this number, and this agency does not share an individual's immigration information with immigration authorities. Once you get your ITIN, you can file your taxes and qualify for the Golden State stimulus, up to $1,200 for undocumented families. For federal aid, the IRS updated their website last month to clarify that some mixed-status families qualify for the third round of stimulus checks.
Are there resources available for Bay Area residents who might need extra help filing their taxes before the May 17th deadline?
Organizations like MEDA and the Chinese Newcomer Service Center in San Francisco, the Unity Council in Oakland, and Canal Alliance in Marin County focus on offering assistance to immigrant communities in Spanish, Mandarin, and other languages.
KQED reporter Carlos Cabrera Lomelí, thanks so much for sorting through all this with me.
My pleasure.
There's more online at kqed.org.